Hey, what's up, bros? This is Blaze from Blaze Talks Podcast, and today we are going to have a special episode. It's been a while. How are you doing? Thank you for the support for the podcast all along, sharing our stuff. We are almost at 220 subscribers on YouTube. We have a bunch of followers on Spotify. Our Instagram is growing. Our TikTok, our Twitter is like top five for all podcasters. So we are doing really good. Thank you so much for the support. So a few weeks ago, there was this picture that was going around. You'll remember the Maandamano that was there in Nairobi a few weeks ago, and then there was this Kilifi County official who was arrested, and the pictures were posted online. And then in one particular thread, there were so many people who were commenting about various things, about how his groin, saying various things. And then a friend of mine who's a doctor, is called Ben, one of the people who've made this episode possible. Thank you, Ben. Sent me this tweet. And then I went and scrolled, and a few things stood out for me, apart from the lewd comments about this man packaging and all that stuff. So we won't mention who it is because we don't want any legal trouble and all that stuff. So you guys can go and look at that. So the tweet prompted us to go research, because there were a few things people were saying. One of them was Ben commenting, this man probably has filariasis hydrocele. Other people who maybe from the coastal were talking about mapumbu, they were saying about such things. And then maybe other and chicks were going wild saying how loaded he is and all that stuff. So we got intrigued. And we did some research on what Ben had mentioned, which is filariasis hydrocele or mapumbu in short. So this is an educational podcast. This is an educational episode that's for educational purposes. And if you know someone, or if you are going through the same things that we'll describe in this episode, go see your physician, and don't let this be a substitute for medical advice and intervention. Yes, so let's dive into filariasis hydrocele. We'll look at what it is, what are the causes, how it manifests, and what are some of the misconceptions that are there in the community about this very rare condition. And then we'll discuss maybe what are some of the treatments that are there, the options for treatments and stuff like that. So filarial hydrocele, it falls under filarial conditions, which are parasite driven conditions that are caused by filarial worms, which are transmitted by mosquitoes. So they are grouped into three main categories. There's the lymphatic filariasis, which is hydrocele that we'll be talking about. Then there is the elephantiasis, and then lymphedema. Lymphedema is the swelling of legs. Of course, you guys know about the elephantiasis. Then there is onchocerciasis or onchocerciasis, which is river blindness, and there is loiasis, which is eye worm disease. So our specific interest on this episode is the lymphatic filariasis, with specific focus on filarial hydrocele. So we've seen filariasis is caused by parasitic worms, or the filarial worms that are transmitted by mosquitoes. Mosquitoes carry these parasites, and when they bite people, they transfer these filarial worms, which go into the lymphatic system of the individual who is infected. And these diseases are very common among tropical and subtropical regions of Africa, Asia and Pacific, and as well as a few select pastoral communities, like people who live in arid, semi-arid areas or subtropical and tropical regions of the world. So what happens is that when these worms attack someone, they cause the blockage of the lymphatic vessels, and drainage the lymph system is affected, and drainage is not as optimal as it's supposed to be. And with filarial hydrocell, it's fucked up because instead of this fluid circulating in the lymphatic system, it gets drained into the scrotum of the host. And this fluid fills the scrotum, causing this the host to have swollen nuts. His testicles become swollen, and they cause discomfort, pain. Walking is a problem. Day-to-day activities are also affected. So because there is no proper movement of the lymphatic system, or like there is no proper movement of the fluid in the lymphatic system, it drains into the scrotum. So it can be either on one side of the testicle or both testicles. And during our research, we went and did a Google search on like, we just googled filarial hydrocell, and then went to the images, and these things are very scary because the testicles grow up to like 20 times the size of the normal size. It's like you have a huge weight between your legs. So it's like you're carrying like two watermelons in between your in between your thighs. So you can imagine that, like how uncomfortable that can be. So some are very small and cannot, like some of the these hydrocell, filarial hydrocell, some are very small, they cannot be detected, and other grow to be huge, to be very huge, and they impair how these people function. And we saw, like someone was saying, that they can grow up to 35 centimeters in circumference and weigh up to 10 kgs. Like imagine carrying a weight of 10 kgs and of 10 kgs between your legs. So that's what these lymphatic invaders, the filarial worms, do to men. And the treatment, we saw the treatment either you'll get the fluid will be drained, or removal of the testicles. Some testicles are far too damaged to be saved, so it's the only way to deal with this is removing the testicles, or doing surgery to drain the fluid and to maybe shunt and all that stuff, or medication. So for medication, one of the ways medication works or is guaranteed to work is when this disease or this condition is caught during the very early stages of the infection. So, and as we'll see later, catching this disease in the early, like catching, like diagnosis of this disease in the early stages is very hard. So medication sometimes catches these people while it's a bit too late. Yeah. So why is it so hard to like detect, or what are the symptoms of this filarial hydrocell? So the symptoms vary depending on the stage of infection. In many cases, people don't show any symptoms at all, especially when it matters. So when you get bitten by these mosquitoes and you are infected, you don't show any like apparent symptoms that can say this dude is affected, his nuts will blow up in a few months or something of the sort. So but they show similar symptoms to other conditions, like swollen limbs, soul and lymph nodes, pain, enlargement of the genital areas and stuff like that. So the enlargement comes later on in the development of this disease. Then the hydrocele, the growth in the scrotum, it develops gradually and it can take years to show, to manifest and to show all that stuff. So that's why it's very hard to catch this disease very early, because the symptoms are hidden, or they can look like the other diseases like malaria or something of the sort. So also there is very little education on hydrocele, on the filariasis. There is very little education, and also the communities that are affected by this disease are very poor. They are very poor, and so there's no the access to health education, the access to doctors, to hospitals is very low. So what are some of the complications that this condition brings to people? One of them is infertility, because your scrotum fills up with this lymph, this water, and Dr. Ben was telling me some people even get sepsis and gangrene on their private parts. There is scrotal skin breakdown, it starts disintegrate. There is physical disability. Let's say if you can't walk properly because you are carrying a lot of weight between your legs, you can't even walk properly. There is decreased mobility. Yeah, there is social stigma, loss of work, and even in a media segment that we'll focus on later, we saw that some people are even left by their spouses. So you find that they cannot perform their marital duties well, or their wives don't rock with that extra growth, or it becomes uncomfortable, so they get left by their wives. So there were research papers that were done, but the most recent one I think was in 2004. That was what we saw. There is the research papers, and one of the although it's old, it shows the prevalence of this disease especially in places in these tropical and subtropical areas that we have talked about. So this was a study that focused on hydrolectomy, where surgery is done to manage the hydrocele, then soul enlargement and other stuff. And the research was published in 2000. It showed that it focused on hospitals in Kinango and Sambweni in Kwale County, Kilifi and Malindi, I think in Kilifi County, and Coast General Hospital in Mombasa. And in these three places, there were 6,339 hydrolectomies which were performed in a span of 3 years. So men who had issues with hydrocele, filariasis hydrocele, had 6,339 were operated on to alleviate them from this suffering and stuff like that. So, and from the study, they saw that there was a higher prevalence in Kwale County as compared to Kilifi. And in another study, it showed that in Ghana, patients saw major changes between 3 to 6 months after surgery, whereby there was no recurrence of the lymphatic system dumping fluid into the scrotum, and this improved their work life, sex life, their self-esteem went up, and they could finally reintegrate into the society. So the media beat that we saw when we were researching was it was done in December 2019. That's the most recent media piece that was done in December 2019, which was done by KTN. And this also showed that there was a prevalence in Kilifi County. This is 2019, and in 2019 years ago, that was 2019, comparing it to 2019, Kilifi had the highest prevalence in 2000. And also in December 2019, when KTN was doing this report, It also showed that the prevalence was higher in Kilifi County. And also, if you looked at the person who prompted this whole episode, he's also from Kilifi County. So there's a correlation there. So this report focused on a few men who are getting operated on so as to alleviate them from this suffering. So the common trend with these people was that most men have been left by their wives because of various issues, various sexual issues, maybe even the stigma. Also, maybe they can't work anymore because of this thing that's causing them to have major disabilities. Then marriages ending due to sexual inadequacy. These men have been seen to change in working style, like they change their working styles definitely. They also change their clothing, maybe wearing flowing clothing like kanzus or kikois. And then most of them also suffer from social stigma and isolation, where they can't go outside. They are not like they are pariahs in the society. It's like they have a disease that the society is looking down upon them. Then it affected their work and movement. And so as we had said, that why is it hard to detect this condition? One patient had it for like 7 years, another had it for like 10 years. This one for 10 years had only on one side of the testicle. And this testicle, apparently from the report, it had reached to his knees because of how swollen it was. So you can see how messed up that was. So what can be done to like alleviate this? What are some of the things that can be done? One of them was seen as patient education. Yeah, talk to these people, tell them you live in in a tropical environment, so these mosquitoes here are bringing you problems. There's also mass drug administration. There's destigmatization. With patient education comes the destigmatization of the condition. Also, the society is encouraged to maybe clear bushes around their houses to get mosquito nets and stuff like that. And also, like, Kilifi County has done a good job in trying to help these people by offering medication and surgeries to those who are affected. Also, one of the things that I wanted to look into is how is this disease or this condition perceived in these communities. So I had a few friends who assisted me in collecting some on the ground opinions. So one of them was a misconception of why are these men having growth in their crotch areas and stuff like that. So one of them was messing with people's wives, so basically witchcraft. Some were saying huyu mtu alilala na bibi ya watu, and then they got what was coming to them. Also, another one that is common is that these people maybe had a contract, maybe in quotes the devil or the wagangas and stuff, and the growth, the hydrocele or the swelling of the testicles was because of repercussions of breaking the oath of or disobeying those wagangas. Another way why this thing maybe is prevalent in the community was some people left it to heal, or they say that it'll come to Evie so it will go away on its own. The other one was it's only old people who get these diseases, and from a study it was in maybe early adolescents, or like people who are getting this thing maybe were older, maybe in their 20s and older. Then some were saying these people did not have enough sex, or they were riding bicycles too much.
In Tanzania, from that KTN report, in Tanzania, it was seen that as a sign of, in some communities, growing these big nuts is a sign of respectability. And the final one that we saw was that most of these men drink munazi, and some of them associate the growth or the nuts swelling to the consumption of munazi. So, as we had said, this was an educational podcast. This was for educational purposes. We are trying to get to satisfy our intellectual curiosity. And if you feel like maybe you have any of these condition, any of these symptoms or stuff like that, or you live there, go visit your physicians, talk to them, let them tell you what are some of the ways you can protect yourself from this condition. And if you feel like how you can protect yourself from this condition, and this wasn't meant to like scare anybody or to throw jabs to anybody. So, and also if you've been through, you've seen people with these conditions or you've been through it, you can hit us up for fact checking. We are very welcome. We are welcoming people to fact check for any doctor, for any community worker and stuff like that. We'd like to thank the following people who made this episode possible. There's Dr. Ben. There's Bryson Musita from the coast, and Elsie Mwende for the information that you gave us. And also the feature from KTN was really helpful in our research. So thank you guys for tuning in, and stay safe. I'll catch you next time. Thank you.